Chapter 1. The Visitors. A flicker of movement in the wood caught Tom's attention. Normally, he would take no notice. People often walked in the wood. But this time, something was different. The dark shapes flitting around the trees seemed to be hiding. And for the briefest of seconds, he saw a tall figure stepping back between the trees before it vanished. He stood in his grandfather's kitchen, looking through the broad window that framed the garden, down to the wood beyond. What if this strange activity in the wood was to do with Grandad? More than a year ago, when Tom was 14, his grandfather, Jack, had mysteriously disappeared. He'd walked out of his house one evening and never came back. There was no sign of a struggle, only a note left for the family, explaining that he was going on a trip with a new friend and that he would send a sign that he was all right. Impatient after months of waiting, Tom grabbed his jacket and headed into the garden. He jogged down the path, past the winter remains of the garden, through the gate and across the stream, cursing under his breath as he plunged into an icy pool. He thrust onwards, pushing aside the overhanging branches of a yew before pausing to look around. The wood was still and silent. Tom edged forward, peering behind tree trunks and up into the bare branches high overhead. A prickle of unease travelled up his spine and he spun around, convinced he was being watched. Frustrated, he yelled, "Who's there?"
"I know someone's there. I saw you."
The wood remained silent, frozen in watchfulness, and he stepped back nervously, a branch crackling loudly beneath his feet like a gunshot. Swallowing his fear, he shouted again,
"I know you can hear me. Come out."
His prickle of unease grew stronger, and feeling suddenly alone and defenseless, he became sharply aware of the biting cold and his freezing feet. Time to go. Unwilling to turn his back on whatever was out there, he walked slowly backwards, scanning left and right, until he reached the stream. Someone or something was out there. He knew it. But there was nothing more he could do. Reluctantly, he returned to the cottage. The heating was turned up high, but the kitchen still felt cold. Tom sank into the comfortable overstuffed armchair next to the big stone fireplace and pulled off his boots and socks, placing them on the hearth. He lit the fire, and as the flames caught and raced along the wood, he stood warming himself, absent-mindedly running his hand through his dark blonde hair. Although the prickle along his spine had gone, the after-effects remained, and he felt strangely unsettled, as if his privacy had been invaded. Tom glanced around the kitchen, reassuring himself with its solid familiarity. A few months ago, he and his father had moved into the cottage, which had stood empty since Grandad's disappearance. A terrible fight between his parents had prompted the move. Dad had walked out, saying he was going to look after the cottage. Tom had come with him, while his little sister had stayed with Mum. But the house felt different without Grandad in it, and Tom missed him. Dad was distracted and working long hours, and every now and again there were more arguments between his parents over the phone. Tom's gaze drifted to one end of the mantelpiece, to a blue stripy bowl filled with old keys, nails and screws. Beneath it was Grandad's last letter. He picked it up and read it again, musing that he had never known Grandad go on a trip. He'd always been here, at the cottage, tending his garden and smoking his pipe. But Dad said he used to travel a lot when he was younger. Maybe he'd got bored and wanted a change. As he stood reading and warming his feet, he heard the front door open and a voice called out,
"Hiya, it's me. Where are you?"
"I'm in the kitchen."
The door pushed open, and a small, slim girl came in, strawberry blonde hair swinging behind her. It was his 14-year-old cousin, Rebecca, also known as Beansprout, on account of her lean and lanky frame.